This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Our next guest is Jesse Jones from Star Observer, and the Department of Home Affairs, otherwise known as Peter Dutton's blunt instrument, is saying, well, they're saying that a number of refugees may pretend they're gay. Jesse Jones from Star Observer has done a lot of work on this. Good work, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Look, give our listeners a bit of a background on this issue.
Yes, a little bit of a strange story that came up about a week ago. The Labor Party has been talking about making it easier for gay refugees to seek asylum in Australia. And in response to that, there was this strange statement from a spokesperson at the Department of Home Affairs saying that it would potentially open up the doors to large numbers of refugees pretending to be gay so that they could get into Australia.
Like, and some of the countries these people come from, where it's not very, you know, parts of Australia, it's not very friendly to be gay, but, you know, coming from countries where it is not, you know, it might be life-threatening to come out as gay. I mean, it makes you wonder, you know, the Home Affairs, what are they smoking?
So Jess, where's the evidence for this? Is there any evidence, or is this just something that somebody's pulled out of their proverbial?
Yeah, I'm not sure that there is. I'm not sure that there is evidence of that. It's quite difficult as it is for people to seek asylum in Australia on the grounds of being persecuted in their home country for their sexuality. There was reports as recently as a few months ago of gay refugees being turned down because they couldn't prove they were gay enough. People were
gay enough.
What's gay enough?
Gay enough. Does that mean they have to be versatile?
Well, people were reportedly being quizzed on things like their knowledge of Madonna or Oscar Wilde. And, of course, people coming from non-Western
really?
Totally different to us.
Oscar Wilde.
Well, that'd make me a really bad gay.
You're not gay enough.
So, Jess, what's motivating Home Affairs to actually, you know, pursue this line of argument?
Well, the Labor Party is set to debate this proposal to make seeking asylum for gay refugees easier at their upcoming conference. So in response to that, I think that the Department of Home Affairs has raised these concerns in kind of an attack against the party bringing it up. But it's a very strange thing for them to have come up with, isn't it?
It feels very, very odd to me. When I saw this article, I thought, I don't know where this has come from. And the reason why I wanted to have this conversation with you on air was to see whether there was any evidence backing it or anything underlying it. Or is it just another way of trying to actually stick it in to our community and use this as a way to attack us?
What? Yeah, there doesn't seem to be much behind it. It really does seem to be just speculation that if a way to be recognised as an asylum seeker becomes easier, then it will be exploited.
I mean, it doesn't, you know, to say this, you know, for the Department of Home Affairs, you know, to be saying this, you know, or and I actually think I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure, you know, Peter Dutton has said something similar. Well, what about a bit of evidence? And I hate to channel Donald Trump, but fake news, guys. Come on. Like, you know, stop doing this. You know, show us the basis under which they make these claims. And as you say, Jesse, there doesn't really seem to be any.
Yeah, I'm not sure that there is. At the moment, it is really hard for people who are seeking asylum because of their sexuality to go through the process, though. There's been reports that people have resorted to producing photos and videos of themselves in gay bars or even have sex to prove that they're gay. So it's really a difficult process for those people who are coming from countries like places like Uganda, where yeah. it's really heavily criminalised.
Well, Peter Dutton is the Minister for Homo Affairs. Perhaps, you know, he can prove it to us. And the Department of Homo Affairs, we're just going to rename it. You know, they're going to be inundated with queers from all around the world wanting to, you know, from LA, getting on their Virgin flight to come to Australia because the Department of Homo Affairs wants them.
Yep, we'll see if it happens, huh?
Jess, we had the member for Furler, Andrew Lee, on this morning, who had in Parliament given a speech saying that there's a lot more to do, and just because we have achieved marriage equality, there's a lot more that we can do to support other parts of the world that are still dealing with discrimination. And he gave some pretty dire examples of what's occurring around the world. Gays being pushed off buildings, being hung, being discriminated in all sorts of ways, and this is sort of increasing in some parts of the world. So I can see why there may be an argument that people would want to come to a place like Australia, which would be considered to be a bit of a safe haven. Do you think that might be what's driving this?
Perhaps. I can certainly imagine that with all of those countries around the world where it's very difficult to be gay still, Australia would be an attractive place to want to come to, definitely. Whether would ever exploit that and pretend to be gay to come here, I think is much, much less likely.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Jess, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's always great to chat with you and to see what, you know, what some of your investigations are uncovering. And, of course, we also have your editor on here as a regular.
Yes.
I think he's coming next week.
Yeah, I think he's next week.
Yeah. Jess, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
And thank you for your time.
And keep up the good work. The Department of Homo Affairs needs the attention.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.